What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about the international news. And there's a very interesting article coming out of AndyWarr.com basically saying that the IAEA is deliberately exaggerating Iran's nuclear situation. They have a tiny stockpile of 60% uranium, and the IAEA is saying, oh, it's growing tremendously. It's quadrupled since May. But Iran had only just started enriching the 60% in May as a symbolic gesture, and they have just 6.5 kilograms of it by mid-June. Now, this is not a lot by any objective measure. And again, 60% enrichment is not weapons grade. You need 95% or higher to get a big bang out of it. This is just a symbolic gesture by Iran to say that if the United States wants to walk away from the nuclear deal, Iran is perfectly okay with that. Now, here's an interesting little story. This came out of Popular Mechanics, which sometimes you can trust and sometimes they get a little out there. But they're talking about how the United States Air Force has a new top secret space weapon and is getting ready to reveal it to the world. And for months, the Air Force has been preparing to declassify this Black Project weapon. They're looking for the right timing. And for that to occur, Air Force leadership and President Joe Biden must sign off first. Key details of the weapon system remain unknown at this time. Now, this weapon system has been cloaked in the blackest of black secrecy veils. It's a special access program known only to a very few, very senior U.S. government leaders. But they're saying it's likely to include a real-world demonstration of an active defense capability to degrade or destroy a target satellite and or a spacecraft. And I'm beginning to think we might know what that X-37B has been up to all this time. All right. Now, we've all heard of the Five Eyes system, otherwise known as Echelon. And the Five Eyes are about to become the Nine Eyes because the United States wants to bring in some additional countries. And they want to bring in Denmark, France, Norway, and the Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, Spain, Italy, and Sweden. And they're bringing in what they call the fourth tier with South Korea, Israel, Japan, and Singapore. Now, what Echelon does is it spies on you. And the way it works to evade privacy laws in countries is Great Britain, for example, spies on the American people, while the United States spies on the British people, and then they just swap the data. And that way they can say, well, we're not spying on our own people, therefore we are in compliance with the laws against surveillance and espionage on our own populations. It's a bit of a scam, but that's what they've been doing, and they're bringing more and more countries into that network. All righty, let's talk about the economic news here. There's an article here. Basically, it's from Station Gossip, and they're responding to the disappointing jobs report from August. And they're saying there's a record 11 million jobs available as Americans shrug off returning to work. And this is a little bit dishonest because the problem isn't that Americans don't want to work. They don't want to work for a job that will not cover their cost of living. And that's really what it's all about. Those companies that are offering decent wages and benefits have no trouble attracting employees. You know, it's these large corporate chains that don't want to pay any more than minimum wage and don't want to have any benefits. Nobody wants to work for them, and they just come out and say, well, you know, people just don't want to work anymore, and it's all their fault. No, it really isn't. But there is a certain crass attitude out there, and it's typified by Ted Cruz. who responded to an article claiming jobless Americans have few options by saying, get a job. And this was in response to the information that more than 7 million Americans, actually I heard 10 million, whose federal COVID unemployment benefits expired on Monday, they can't find a job to make up that shortfall. All this out there that's being offered to them are those minimum wage jobs, and they simply do not cover the rising rents, the food inflation, the gas, and it kind of makes it pointless to try and go back to work. And I know a lot of states have cut back on their unemployment to try and stimulate employment in their states, but really the way to stimulate employment in the states is to make employment beneficial to the people. And that means, you know, raising the wages, raising the salaries. And, you know, the common sense, if people are making more money at their job, first of all, they're going to be more productive and more enthusiastic about being there. Second, they're going to actually spend money into the bottom of the economy to keep it going. Because any economy, in order for it to go on running, the wealth accumulated at the top has to be recycled back down to the bottom as good wages and good salaries and pumped back into the system to keep it going. When you have a system like ours where there's this ratchet that traps all the wealth at the very top, sooner or later it's all going to come to a screeching halt, which is sort of seems to be what's starting to happen right now. Okay. Meanwhile, the auto industry is dealing with this shortage of computer chips. And they're saying this could go on for years. I don't know why we're not building chip companies here in this country at a more rapid pace than is currently being considered here. But the shortage of chips was the center of discussion at the Munich Motor Show. Ford, Volkswagen, and Daimler were commenting on the challenges due to the short supply of the component. I saw a story earlier today about a car dealership that only has four new cars on the lot because that's all they could get. Okay, we have phone lines open, 512-248-8252. Now, a little while ago, Joe Biden came on out announcing that as part of his attempt to get the government back on a sound economic footing, that he was going to require all banks to report all transactions over $600, whether it was a personal account or a business account. If it's more than $600 deposited or withdrawal, even if there is no tax liability, the IRS gets a record. Well, the banks are starting to put their foot down, and a lot of them are talking about the the privacy of their customers, which is definitely a big issue. But over at the Independent Community Bankers of America, they put together a web page of resources to fight this new IRS reporting mandate. Now, I can understand from the banker's point of view, it means serious modifications to the software and their banking. There's going to be a compliance burden that they're going to have to pay for it. The government's not paying for this. The banks are going to pay for it, and the banks, in turn, will charge you more money on your account to basically report to the IRS what you're doing. Now, granted, there are already requirements that transactions over, I think it's about $10,000, get reported. And you're generally dealing, with criminals and drug dealers at that point. But the idea of $600, I mean, that's your rent check. You know, the fact that you pay your rent is going to get reported to the IRS. I don't think so. And like the majority of Americans, I'm getting tired of all this surveillance on our lives. Turning to immigration and border issues, there is a 20-foot gap in the border wall that was left when Biden ordered a halt to construction. It has understandably become a point of entry where thousands of coyotes and illegal migrants have crossed over the border this year. Now, the Border Patrol agents have taken it upon themselves to try and block that 20-foot gap with bits and pieces of construction materials, old used-up tires, anything else they can get, including the materials left as the federal contractors packed up and left in January of this year. So good for those Border Patrol agents. And meanwhile, out in California, Governor Newsom wants the California taxpayers to give $16.7 million in cash assistance to the Afghan refugees coming to the state of California. And so I'm sure the California taxpayers are going to be happy to hear about that one. Over in Denmark, they've got kind of a good idea. They're proposing making migrants work 37 hours a week to earn the benefits they're being given because there are too many immigrants, especially from non-Western backgrounds, who simply don't have a job. They're just there living off the free stuff and having a good old time, and Denmark has said enough is enough. Okay, Operation Varsity Blues go to trial. Now, this Boston investment firm founder and Las Vegas hotel developer are the first parents to go on trial for paying Rick Singer to secure spots for their children in the college admissions scandal. You know, another way that the rich take care of themselves and their children here. And so they're starting to put the parents on trial there. And getting into computers, and again talking about surveillance, probably a lot of you are laboring under the illusion that the WhatsApp messaging system is encrypted end-to-end, and it turns out that no, it's not. And Facebook is now paying contractors to read your, quote, encrypted, end quote, WhatsApp messages, and if they find anything at all incriminating, they plan on sharing the information with prosecutors. And Facebook acquired WhatsApp in 2014, and Mark Zuckerberg promised to keep the stripped-down ad-free messaging app exactly the same. Now, the end-to-end encryption was introduced in 2016, and the app itself says on screen, no one outside this chat can read the communications, and now we know that is an absolute lie. Now, I'm not encouraging people to engage in things like child porn or drug smuggling or human smuggling or any of that other stuff, but if you really want privacy in this day and age, you have to come up with your own systems of encryption. And if you think back to that article I wrote, Michael Rivero challenges the NSA, it's actually quite easy to come up with encryption that the government cannot break. And so if you really do value your or your company's privacy in this era where the internet is leaking like a sieve with your proprietary information, you may want to look seriously at some encryption development there. Okay. Meanwhile, Twitter has partnered with a UK government-backed, CIA-linked Reuters to censor alternative views. Of course, we've known that about Twitter for a while, but they're now openly announcing they will work with Reuters and Associated Press to censor supposed misinformation on the platform while promoting news stories that they decide are credible. You know, like when they were back saying that there was nothing at all to this idea that COVID came from a lab leak. And both of these outlets, Reuters and Associated Press, are mouthpieces of the Western governments. Reuters really goes very far along that path. Reuters was actually funded by the British government to spread anti-Soviet propaganda and to disseminate misinformation, but this is good misinformation, of course, that served UK foreign policy interests in the Middle East and Latin America. And Reuters still works closely with the British government to put out propaganda. Over at Proton Mail, this last weekend, observers noted that the privacy policy no longer contains the line, we do not keep any IP logs. Proton Mail used to say that, and it turned out also to be a lie, because over in France, Proton Mail turned over a French climate activist's IP address and browser fingerprint to Swiss authorities. And obviously, if they're not keeping the IP logs, they could not have done that. So they have been lying to you as well about keeping those IP logs. Now, a little bit of good news out there. There is a new web hosting company that is very pro-conservative. They're advertising themselves as a cancel-proof alternative. It is called RightForge, and the CEO, Martin Avila, basically said it was brought into existence because of how first GoDaddy and then another web hosting service took down that website that was set up by the Texas Heartbeat Bill to basically report on women having abortions after Heartbeat was detected and doctors who were performing abortions after Heartbeat was detected. And I'm not entirely thrilled with that kind of snooping, but at the same time, I'm glad that there is now a web hosting company that is promising they're not going to censor conservatives here. So Avila implied that he was inspired to create what his company calls the first global internet infrastructure company committed to American principles online. And he said, actually, it goes back to January 6th when Amazon Web Services deplatformed Parler, which was also booted from the Apple and the Google app stores. So definitely want to start looking at maybe hosting your websites with them. Okay, down in Richmond, Virginia, the courts finally cleared the way for the statue of Robert E. Lee to be torn down after 131 years. Black Lives Matter was there singing and cheering and having a really good time. And it's a 12-ton bronze statue, and they started by cutting it in half, signaling that this statue will never be re-erected anywhere else. And Black Lives Matter is saying this is a huge, huge victory. And so in the midst of Afghanistan and COVID and the economy, you know, we're all supposed to be worried about statues from 130 years ago. All righty. You probably already heard they had a significant earthquake in southwest Mexico near Acapulco. It was only 12 miles deep, and so the surface shaking was really quite intense. I've heard they've got one death. They're probably going to have a few more before this mess is cleaned up. boy, it's like the earth is angry with the human race. What can I tell you? Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Chanthu is heading to hit Taiwan or mainland China soon. It is going through what's called extreme rapid intensification. Alrighty. This is kind of interesting here. Amazon is out with a new woke version of Cinderella starring singer Camilo Cabello, but the critics really are pounding on this. It's been hyped for its overtly feminist angle and its not-so-subtle LGBT activism. And the fairy godmother, or god thing, is actually played by a male actor named Billy Porter, who is supposed to be genderless. And Porter said his character is genderless because magic has no gender. And frankly, when I saw that on the commercial for the movie, I said, I am definitely not going to waste my time on this one. Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And as I mentioned before, we have the 20th anniversary of 9/11 coming up this Saturday. And, you know, Biden's going to be doing the tours. And I wonder if he's going to get protested there like he did so many other places around the country. I don't think it's going to turn out very, very well. And we'll talk about that a little bit more after these words from our sponsors. Do call in 512-248-8252.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and I guess people are taking an extra day off for the Labor Day weekend here. Anyway, interesting little story. I'm watching this on One American News Network, and the government is now out there pushing this idea that China and Pakistan and Afghanistan are coordinating their disinformation. The goal is for China to come on in and mine the rare earths in Afghanistan, and everyone's wailing and twisting their hands over how could we let China get those rare earths. Well, the United States was in control of Afghanistan for 20 years and didn't bother mining the rare earths then. Maybe they were concerned because they'd have to dig up the poppies to start the mines. So they had their chance, and they definitely blew it. Meanwhile, out in California, they're dealing with a huge homeless problem. There's an estimated 190,000 homeless Californians right now, and Gavin Newsom, who's still looking at that recall election, is trying to say, well, that's no reason to worry. I mean, that's just normal life. There's always homeless people, and as long as they can vote, you know, we'll be all right there. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Vince in Florida. Hello, Vince. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to tell you, both my wife and I recently got over COVID.
Okay.
And my experience was, what happened was my nose, I kept running and running and wouldn't stop. I went to the walk-in clinic. Doctor checked me for COVID, said, you have COVID. He told me to go to the emergency room. They can give me an infusion of immunoglobulin. I think I pronounced that right.
Yes, you did.
So I didn't go that night. It was a Friday night, and I figured, you know, emergency rooms are usually crazy on a Friday night. And
they,
I'm breathing well, and I'm not having any problems. This isn't really an emergency. Well, anyway, the next morning, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, I show up at the local emergency room, and the place is empty. I mean, the only people there are a nurse and a security guard. There's a tent out in front. I can't figure out what the tent's for. There was nobody in the tent. I looked in the tent. But anyway, so I walk in the emergency room, and the nurse asked me, what am I there for? And I said, well, I was diagnosed with COVID yesterday at the walk-in clinic, and the doctor gave me these papers and told me to go to the emergency room and get this infusion. So she puts me in an exam room. Within 15 minutes, this doctor walks in. He looks at me, and he looks at my papers, and he goes, this is miscommunication. You're supposed to go to the infusion center, but the infusion center's only open from, 8 to 5, So I said, and it's open 8 to 5, and it's only open Monday through Friday. So, but he goes, I'm not busy. I'll do the infusion here for you. Normally, so he does the infusion. It takes about 30 minutes. He keeps me in the emergency room for an hour to make sure I don't have any side effects. I leave. Within 12 hours, I start feeling better. Everything, the drainage is slowing down and everything else. So, I'm feeling real well now. But 3 days later... But the interesting thing about this is, if you had turned on the local news, they said the hospitals are full, they're at the breaking point, and everything else. And before I left, I was talking to the nurse, and I said, I would have come yesterday if it wasn't a Friday night. I would have come last. I didn't want to. And she said, we weren't busy last night. So I thought that was interesting. They weren't busy, and the local news saying the hospitals are at the breaking point. So anyway, 3 days later, my wife loses her sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
I take her to the walk-in clinic. They do two tests. Both come back negative to the nose tests.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor there tells me to go take her to the emergency room because they can do, they can do x-rays and things like that. And he's a little worried because she has COVID symptoms, but the tests come back negative. So we go to the emergency room. They do a third test. It comes back negative. They do a chest x-ray. They don't see anything. They do a fourth test. The fourth test, she's positive. So the next day, I take her to the infusion center. They infuse her. And there's the nurse there telling her, you need to get the COVID shot and everything else. In 90 days, you can get the COVID shot, and you really should get the COVID shot. And my wife, there's 10 people getting this infusion. My wife, explains to her, my doctor said I shouldn't do this because I'm highly allergic to bee stings and wasp stings, and I have a lot of medical allergies. And she keeps going on about getting the infusion shot. So my wife gets up, and she goes, how many people here have gotten, how many people here have gotten the COVID shot? And out of the 10 people in the infusion center, my wife was the only one that did not get the COVID shot. In other words, you had 9 people that had gotten the COVID shot.
Vince, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words. 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Vince in Florida about his experience with COVID. And you were talking about how your wife was being infused with immunoglobulin, and she did a survey of the room where she was being treated, and everybody there except her had had the COVID vaccine.
Right. So, you know, and then after she did this, she goes, how many people, raise your hand, that have had the COVID? And nine hands went up. Then the nurse basically shut up about giving, you know, insisting that she get a COVID vaccine. So it's kind of, the whole thing was kind of interesting. The real interesting thing was the empty emergency room. Because I've never walked into an emergency room that was empty. There was nobody there except for a nurse security guard when I walked in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, the local, like I said, the local news media was saying the hospitals are being overrun.
Well,
so,
you know,
I don't
finding
know.
Out that's not the case. I mean, you know, look what happened down in Oklahoma. You know, the corporate media keep getting caught in their lies, and yet they go online because that's what they're paid to do.
Yeah. And, you know, the doctor told me basically he had nothing, you know, he wasn't doing anything. So normally he said he wouldn't give me the infusion there. But he says, since I'm not doing anything, I'll give you the infusion. I go, okay. So,
well, I'm glad you came out okay. You know, I'm glad you're well.
Everything worked out well, and, we're doing fine. So, I mean, if you get this, this isn't a death sentence, and I know a couple of people, they were younger and healthier, but they didn't get anything. They just toughed it out.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean,
anyway,
the survival rate for COVID is, like, you know, better than 99%. You know, I mean, you contrast that with that new virus that sprung up in India that has a 30% mortality rate. I mean, that is something to be concerned about.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, also, there's somebody that talked about ivermectin and, my sister's on ivermectin. Her doctor put her on it prophylactically, mm-hmm. and she takes it 3 times a week and fine and healthy and hasn't caught COVID and is doing quite well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad there are doctors out there willing to use ivermectin off-label. A lot of doctors are becoming afraid to do that because of the threat of losing their medical license.
Yeah, and that's about all I want to say. You have a nice day, okay?
All right, thank you. And we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Daniel, are you there? Okay, going once, going twice.
Hello.
Oh, Daniel?
Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind today?
Okay, I didn't hear the click until now. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to the U.S. government for doing everything in its power to keep Americans safe from this virus.
Mm-hmm.
The same government that creates its own deadly bioweapons, floods millions of illegals into the country with TB and other deadly diseases.
Mm-hmm.
The same deep state that floods the inner city with crack cocaine, allows Monsanto to poison our food, same deep state that orchestrates false flags and lets first responders in New York City breathe dangerous fumes.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Same deep state that goads Russia into a nuclear exchange. Same deep state that allows Israel to steal plutonium for weapons pointed at mm-hmm. the rest of us in the Samson option. So, yeah, just looking out for our best interests. Good old USA.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny, here in Canada, we've got whatever these polls happen to say, people just go, oh, well, that must be the way. If most Canadians think that we should have a virus or a vaccine passport, only 60% or 65% of Canadians have had the vaccine, but apparently 80% of Canadians believe in vaccine passports. So you got to wonder.
I have a hard time believing that number. And, you know, polls can be rigged the same way as elections are. You know, polls aren't there to measure the public's attitude. They're there to shape the public's attitude.
Yeah, they'll take a poll in maybe some little town in Saskatchewan where old people have a landline and they're all scared. They watch the CBC. It's the only channel they get. And, of course, mm-hmm. they're going to say, oh, yeah, we need to have, you know, vaccine passports and just for life to go on as normal. And that's the thing here. They're making it. They're making people that haven't had their vaccine, they're calling us vaccine hesitant citizens, you know. And mm-hmm. Basically, they're saying that it's because of us that, you know, we have to keep on wearing masks. So they're using this guilt tactic. So, yeah, people actually believe it.
It doesn't really make any sense. I mean, you know, if you believe the official line on the vaccines, then if you've been vaccinated, it doesn't matter if the person standing in front of you is not wearing a mask.
Exactly. But it does. It's logic, but no one, you know, if you're watching the mainstream media, logic doesn't enter into it. So I'm going to switch gears. I was going to mention something that I couldn't believe was true, and I've only heard it once, and that was about the January 6th riots. And
yes,
apparently four Capitol Police officers have committed suicide since then.
Or they've been suicided.
That seems like there's some serious wet work going on.
Yeah.
Like maybe they saw people dressed up like, or Antifa dressed up like with Trump hats, and that were being let in, and that was, you know, they probably were telling the truth, and suddenly, darndest thing, it just decided to take their own lives.
Yeah.
I just thought, I couldn't believe that. So,
well, unfortunately, I live here and I can believe that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just can't believe it. And then there's another, supposed to be a rally on the 18th, I believe.
Yes, there is. And, you know, I think they're going to do it again. They're going to have a bunch of agent provocateurs go on in and cause a lot of damage and shoot a bunch of people. And they're going to blame it on white supremacists and China, Russia, Iran. And, of course, they're going to blame the guns. And Biden's going to be out there saying, well, it's time to ban, you know, all the guns because you don't need guns. The police will take care of you. I mean, look what they did to George Floyd.
Wow. Yeah, I even heard Rita Katz from Site Intelligence there. She's apparently watching out for white supremacist activity, not mm-hmm. just jihadist stuff. And, you know, she's the one that finds all these Bin Laden videos left somewhere by mm-hmm. accident on purpose.
Yeah,
you know?
Funny.
So we're really in trouble. So, all right, I'll let you get on to your show. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Al, are you there?
Yep.
Okay.
It was just a little late coming in. When I hear, you know, Canadians like your last caller, it makes me proud to be Canadian, even though there's really not a lot to be proud about now. Hopefully that'll change in a couple of weeks. Anyway... one of the things he didn't mention was, of course, the CDC changed its definition of immunity to protection.
Mm-hmm.
You probably talked about that earlier. I got in late, so I didn't.
No,
I
actually
really
didn't get around to mentioning that. I was also going to mention, you know, they're changing the definition of what a vaccine is to include these gene therapies.
They're grasping at straws.
Yeah.
So that would be. Now, let me see here. The first time they changed something, what was it? Was it the CDC or the WHO? They changed something, and then this got changed from immunity, from, you know, a vaccination produces immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's to produce protection,
mm-hmm.
A prophylactic. And then... what you're talking about, the actual definition of a vaccination. So it comes in threes, and that's the third one then, I guess.
Winston Smith would be proud.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I just gave I gave someone at work about a week ago my copy of 1984 that I've had from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, they haven't taught that probably over 30 years now, I think, Mike.
Yeah.
I think myself and maybe a couple of people that came after me, like in the years, like a couple years after me in high school, that didn't have to read that any longer.
No, I was never given 1984 to read when I was in school. I had to sort of stumble over it myself in my college days.
Yeah, we had to read it. It was required, right? I didn't mind because I thought the book was fascinating. And then, of course, you know, you go on to Animal Farm. And then the next progression would be, Brave New World.
Mm-hmm.
We're approaching that as well. And there was a series about that not that long ago that was made, right, Mike?
Let's see. Are you talking about the one with Cara D'Elia?
Whoever that is, yeah.
Well, he played Bowman in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, okay. I guess that's the one. Like the one that was just, yeah, they remade it. It was like a Netflix series or Amazon or
Oh, okay. No, that's new. The one with Cara Delevingne is from years and years ago.
Yeah. The guy that played Bowman. Yeah, I remember him. That brings back a pretty bad memory from about 4 years
Sorry about
ago.
That.
Anyway, that's just it has to do with a girl. You know what's funny, Mike? You ever heard that song Whipping Post?
Yeah.
You know, the lyric in the song is I've been lied to. As soon as you hear that and a guy singing it, you know right away it's about a woman, right?
So yeah.
There's always bad memories of things like that. Anyway, so that CDC definition happened September 1st, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that wasn't that long ago. I'm shocked that wasn't in the news. I'm not shocked. Also, this ivermectin thing that was going on in Oklahoma, the CBC ran a story on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, it's been silent since, knowing that it was just a big hoax, right? And the thing is, with media outlets, as you mentioned, they very rarely, you know, backtrack on their stories. And if they do, it's like, you know, way buried someplace, you know, small little print. But it's astounding that they're not held accountable. So what I would like to know is, who exactly are funding these idiots?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, their subscription, which are drying up, and their advertisers, which are starting to, you know, call for lower fees. But definitely somebody is willing to absorb the losses from corporate media, alienating its entire audience. And we're talking a serious amount of money.
Yeah, New York Times, isn't that Bezos?
I thought that was the Washington Post, or is that Zuckerberg?
No, you're right. It is Washington Post.
Yeah.
Hard to keep all these liars, you know, separated and, you know. So, that guy, he thinks he's an astronaut now, right? Because he went, 50,000 feet up in the air? He was weightless
well,
for
Well, the FAA said, no, he's not, because he wasn't doing any real research or piloting up there. So the FAA basically says space tourists do not qualify as astronauts. And I actually agree with that.
Yeah, and technically it's not space. It's the upper atmosphere. So, you know, these idiots.
Well,
these
there is a hard altitude above which the FAA says this is space, and they did exceed that, although there are traces of the atmosphere there. But the FAA basically said that astronauts are people who fly into space and do real research, you know, and that tourists don't qualify for astronaut wings.
Yeah, and instead of, you know, like that guy standing in front of a mirror naked and, you know, enjoying himself, that sort of thing. These guys, these billionaires that pay their people nothing and give them deplorable conditions to work under. I think they have trouble going
to
the washroom.
They don't pay any taxes.
Yep, that's another big one right there. You know, I've got no problem with a low corporate tax rate, Mike, because, you know, a lot of jobs have went overseas. But I do have a big problem with these people like Bezos, who has, you know, like what Reagan did, drop the tax rate on them to, you know, like 30 or 40%, I think 42, whatever it was.
Yeah, and then he made up the shortfall by taxing Social Security benefits.
Yeah, but at the same time, everybody knows when you have that kind of cash, I mean, your tax write-offs are just astronomical. They can write off almost anything. They got corporate lawyers to do this sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just disgusting when you see what's going on with equality, not just, you know, in your country, my country, and actually all around the world. It's getting to the point where people should start rising up and doing something about it, like seriously do something about it.
Well, the first thing they got to do is get angry, you know, and, you know, they've got to get away from this idea that getting angry is somehow kind of bad. you know, or degrading. It isn't. Sometimes anger is fully justified, and it certainly is right now.
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt about it, Mike. We are heading into some very serious dark times, and it doesn't seem like there's light down there at the end of the tunnel. Anyway,
yeah,
that's all I have.
There's a light down there, but it's an oncoming train.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. You have a good show, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to say hi to Stuart in Maine. But, Stuart, we're coming up on a commercial break, and I'm going to have to take you through it. So you got about let's go ahead and skip the we're going to skip the break here. Stuart, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I think we saw once again Donald Trump, the con man, the actor, who pretends like he's a president, who is a narcissist, as we all know. So it fits. It's in
what
keeping
politician
with
isn't? I mean,
well,
seriously,
exactly.
What politician
exactly.
is not a sociopath and a narcissist?
Right, but you know, the thing is, you have people on you have some people and on RBN too that think Donald Trump is something different. Donald Trump caves on all major issues, as has been tirelessly spoken about by you and others on your
yeah.
show and other places. And once again, we saw the same thing with the booster shot. Did he come out and tell you, no, don't get the booster shot? Did he say
yeah,
no?
He did. He came on out and said he's not going to get the booster shot.
Yeah, he said that's because he feels like he's healthy. But he didn't warn other people of the dangers. He said he's not going to get it because, you know, he's healthy. And I think he even said that, well, you know, if you want to get it, go get it. But the main point was he's not getting it because he's healthy. So, you know, the guy's a total fraud. And, you know, the thing is, even you know, you hear, you know, I'm thinking of one particular host who likes to say, well, Donald Trump gets in, he's going to probably, he really wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve or something close to it.
But, no, he's not going to do that. You know, well, I mean, Trump was a disappointment. I'm really pissed that he did not decisively address the issue of election fraud, and he certainly paid for it last November.
Exactly.
But he still would have been a much better president than Biden has turned out to be. I mean, that's pretty much inarguable at this point.
Yeah, but I think has to be careful. People have to be careful of not putting all their hopes in and being diverted from what could be real action by investing
whom?
So much in
by
Trump.
Whom? By whom? I'm saying if it's not going to be Biden, it's not going to be Trump, and it's not going to be Harris, who should we be looking at as a future president?
You can't look at anybody as a future president because the problem remains, as Trump proved, because he couldn't get anything he wanted through, even if he wanted to. It's the system. You could have DeSantis.
Well, you just basically excused Trump for all of his failures, and we know the system was definitely opposed to him. And, you know, we know that presidents who oppose the Federal Reserve have a sad habit of dying off unexpectedly.
No, but the thing is, Mike, you have to oppose the system, and Trump is too weak. You know, he talks a good game. He's just another politician.
Okay, well, then who would you recommend in place of Trump or Biden or Harris?
There is nobody. There is local organization and control. And what I think the perspective has to be is to either de facto or otherwise organize for local controls, you know, statewide and regionally, and basically be a counter to Washington, where Washington can't enforce its laws. And that could go the way of some form
of
secession.
Well, that's what states' rights are supposed to be all about.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or regional blocks that will work together, like you see, like with Florida and Texas, you know, on the border issue in Texas,
mm-hmm.
they were working together. That has to be the perspective. And now the issue of people like to say, well, people are not angry, people are not doing anything. Well, spontaneous action is not good enough. I mean, that's over and done with. There needs to be some kind of perspective by people to give people to organize, you know, with a goal.
They need to get angry. The time to get angry is now. Anyway, Stuart, we're running out of time. I got other callers I need to get to. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I'm not going to bash on the previous caller too much, but it reminds me of a relative I have. If you even mention Trump, he starts going into convulsions, and and then on the other, on the flip side, you had the people who worship him like a golden Jesus, you know. And you know, that's just, I guess he's a very polarizing figure. I just wish he was in instead of Biden at this point, because he did.
I'm in agreement there. As disappointed as I am in Trump, I think he should have been the president right now. And for that reason, out of that sense of fair play, I'm probably going to back him in 2024, unless the Democrats can come up with somebody that really convinces us they want to change and not just give us more drag queen story hours.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Speaking of wet work, don't forget, there's been plenty of examples of that, of coincidental deaths of people.
Yep.
Like, remember the two FBI agents that were there with the Boston Marathon, and then they fell out of a helicopter?
Yeah, I remember those two. Then there were the SEAL Team 6 members who had killed that guy in Abbottabad that we were all told was Osama bin Laden, even though Osama had actually died years before. They died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. There was this one former FBI agent who was head of security at the World Trade Towers. He died rather mysteriously. And, yeah, a lot of wet work going on.
Yeah, that FBI agent that you just mentioned at the World Trade Center, that was his first day on the job.
Yes.
And he figured out that there was explosives there, the explosive residue on USS Cole that was hit in Yemen could be traced to only the United States and Israel.
Yeah.
And and so he had to resign in disgust because he was stonewalled, and actually his career was ruined. And so I think they set him up for that. Also, Danny Joanko, who was a Dutch demolitions expert, he owned his own demolitions company. He was shown video of World Trade Center 7 collapsing, and he could not believe that was not a controlled demolition. And he was given interviews
that,
and being public about it, and then he died in a car accident.
Yeah, I didn't know about the car accident, but I do remember the videos. Anyway, Bruce, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try and squeeze one more caller in here. Dan in Colorado, has to be quick. We're almost at the end of the show.
You say Dan
in Colorado?
Yeah, Mike, I've been listening to you ever since you started. I get you almost every day. Say this ivermectin, I'm worried about them coming after me for animal cruelty. I get heart guard for my 12-pound Shih Tzu, and the heart guard is ivermectin.
Yes, it is.
So am I going to be in trouble?
Dan, I hate to do this. Dan, I'm sorry. I got to you too late. We're at the end of the show. I got to let you go. All right. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. And actually, Roger Landry is sharing the microphone with John tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.